The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 23rd day of May 2018. And on today's program, I have Dr. Jennifer Daniels on with us. I do believe she's still in Panama. But trouble is brewing. I hope you folks recognize the fact that a lot of doctors have been harassed. And Mike, what's the number up to now? Is it 55 or 60? Homeopathic and such people that, well, just go against the grain of the medical establishment. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing?
I am hanging in here.
Okay. please, if you would, what has been going on? I hear that there's people snooping around from Interpol. Is that true?
Yes.
And what are they snooping around for? What's going on down there?
Well, I don't want to alarm anyone. I try and keep myself calm, too. But it seems like it's a very real situation developing here in my life. I mean, you know, I had a problem before. My life was just totally destroyed, and I had to start over from zero. And it seems like just another attack. Basically, I work online, you know, informing and educating people about natural healing and choices. And I live here in Panama, and I've lived here, you know, pretty quietly for some time. And recently, I guess, maybe 8 months ago, I decided to, met a friend and decided to invest with him in some housing for poor people. And that's when everything, my bank started acting funny. And so what has happened now is my bank has closed my accounts and said, you can no longer bank here. Take your cash and leave. And so I have enough cash to last for, you know, a little bit. But even worse is my lover's accounts have been frozen, all of his personal accounts, all of his business accounts. So he can't even make the investments or do the business that he was planning to do. And so it seems every day there's another interrogation with Interpol. Now the FBI is involved. And he's communicated to me that they're telling him that he's not the target, I'm the target. And, things are just getting more and more sorted. But right now, my immediate situation is that I can make money but not spend money.
I have a million and one questions swimming around in my head. So if they told your significant other mm-hmm. that, don't worry, we're not targeting you, we're targeting her, have mm-hmm. they come up with a reason why they're harassing and questioning you?
No one has talked to me at all except my bank to tell me to get lost.
Well, at least they left you leave with the cash.
That's what I said. I was very thankful so that I can pay my rent.
You know, this is ironic. First of all, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, I don't know what they're doing in Panama. They're supposed to be working CONUS, or Continental United States. The CIA and their little endeavors, they're supposed to be operating outside the United States. And
yeah.
It's troubling that they're sniffing around. And it seems to be a form of harassment rather than seriously talking to you. Because field agents or Interpol or whomever, what policing agency it is, if they're doing an investigation, Jennifer, they generally ask the person questions directly.
Right. No one's asked me. It's not like they don't have my phone number. It's online. They can go to the website, call me. Email address, phone number. You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, hiding.
I am just absolutely amazed. So so you're left with the cash you got out of the bank. What are what are you going to do? Any plans here? Okay. All right. I take it. Okay.
God. I'll definitely need another boyfriend. This one's not talking to me anymore. He's really hit the end of his rope. I mean, he can't buy shoestrings or peanut butter.
Well, and did, obviously he knows you and he likes you, but since there has been a little, how should we classify this, economic terrorism? That he just bails on you?
Well, you know, they're apparently interrogating him several times a week, and, you know, he's got to go find other things to do to generate income, because now all of his accounts are frozen.
Well, you know, I go by the old adage, Jennifer, that, you know, no matter whatever may come, you stick together and you fight back to back. That gives you a 360-degree view of what's coming at you.
You would think.
Yeah, I would hope. Well, and I just had a wonderful idea. I just had a wonderful idea. I'll accept the applications for people that want to get next to you because you're a wonderful person and a great doctor. How's that?
Thank you. Yes.
We'll find somebody courageous that will watch your back, and obviously.
Yes, it'll take a lot of courage. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of.
But I'm a nice person, so it's.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're too nice. Have you done anything to counter what they're doing right now?
No, nothing. That's a good point. So I do need to do something to counter it. I at least need to lodge some type of protest.
Yes.
So what they have finally come up with is that I am a known terrorist.
Oh,
yes,
pray.
I'm a known terrorist.
Jennifer, pray tell. I've never had a confession from a terrorist.
How I know. They don't tell me what I've done that would be terrorizing to anybody. But I am a known terrorist. So I'm on, apparently, there's a list somewhere in the United States that's kept of known terrorists, and I'm definitely on it because Interpol checked. And they told my significant other that, look, do you know you've been associating with a known terrorist? This is bad.
Whoa.
And so they divulged that information, and they checked it with there's an FBI list in the United States. Now, I have to tell you, in order to get my permanent residency in Panama, I had to produce an FBI background check.
Right.
And my FBI background check is spotless. So obviously they have another folder in the back room that they don't reveal when you ask for a simple background check. Apparently it's only available to Interpol or something.
I would make a small suggestion here. Start flinging as much as they're flinging at you. I personally would start getting this on record, Jennifer. I would start... I'd get a lawyer. I don't know if...
Right, but I need to know how to petition to get off the list. That would be the first step.
Well, you and a lot of other people.
No, I just need to know how to petition to get off the list. We're just taking steps here, just steps.
Yeah.
We're not talking about get off the list. We're not guaranteeing success. I know no guarantees can be made, but even the process, like I need to start some type of process of saying, hey, I think a mistake has been made here.
Yes, and I'm thinking maybe no. If you were,
either way, we're going to sort it out. Sort it out, whether it's a mistake or not. But we need to sort it out. Say, hey, is there a mistake made? And they can say, no, we didn't make a mistake. You're the one. Or they can say, you know what? It was the other Jennifer.
Yeah, and how many Jennifer Daniels that is a doctor? You're a terrorist.
There are quite a few Dr. Jennifer Daniels in the United States. There's at least three.
Well,
I looked it up.
But Jennifer, in this upside-down globalist dystopian, I give it a name, Orwellian
right.
concept here,
right.
you're a healer, not a killer.
Correct. Correct.
yeah, first steps
but
first.
But because it's Orwellian, everything's reversed, right? It's reversed and upside down. So if you're a healer, then that would make you a dangerous person.
That would make you a killer. And
exactly.
and I suppose the guys that are very proud of being members of the American Medical Association with their white coats on, poisoning and killing people in this country, they're considered the heroes.
Yes, they are the heroes.
Yeah, the other heroes. You know, I misspoke the other day, but I kind of didn't misspeak. I said that you had your license revoked, and that was kind
no.
of halfway true. They gave you a choice: either resign your medical license, give
right.
it back, or we're just going to take it from you.
Right.
Okay.
So then I surrendered it. I said, "Hey, your piece of paper, keep it."
You know, folks, I don't know if you listen to Dr. Rebecca Carley. She is doing a 3-hour show on the weekend, Saturday, I do believe. Mm-hmm. And this lady, my God, there's not too many people I've run into in my life that has the pedigree that you do and the education. Just quickly here, you graduated from Nottingham High School in Syracuse, New York.
Yes.
You attended Harvard, Radcliffe College.
Yeah.
You were distinguished as a National Merit Achievement Scholar and a Radcliffe...
Several distinguished... Wait, I was distinguished several ways. I was a Radcliffe National Direct Scholar. That means they reviewed all the people they admitted that year and decided I was one of the 5% most promising students in that freshman class.
You majored in biology. You received your Bachelor of Arts degree with honors. You entered the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. You completed your studies at the Wharton School. You received your medical degree and your MBA concurrently at the end of 4 years.
Right.
And isn't that kind of quick time as far as schooling? You've got to have pretty good grades to do that in that time frame.
Well, not only pretty good grades, but single-minded dedication. So I worked weekends and holidays.
Now, you, and I found this fascinating, because as late as 1960 in this country, in order to get your medical degree, you had to know something about homeopathic treatments.
Not when I went. Nothing.
No. Not when you went. That's when the boys came in and discovered that we can run this, we can be the medical mafia team here in this country. But you discovered early on here that what you were being taught, you know, first, you know, what's the Hippocratic Oath for a doctor, Jennifer? What's the number one on the list? First, do no harm?
First is do no harm.
Right.
They don't mention what's second.
Yeah.
So first, do no harm.
Yeah.
Now, what's second, third, and fourth, that's open to discussion.
Don't get
but
caught
first,
and have good medical
no
insurance. Yeah.
No. Don't start out doing harm. Have a good bedside manner. Suck them in, then you harm them.
Get their confidence and then kill them.
Exactly.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor about this. You were doing things with the poor. There were people that you were treating while you were in medical school. You were trying to help them, and they had difficulties, financial and educational limitations. And you were told that, well, some of these people can't comply with their therapy. You know, they can't afford it. They don't have transportation, a list and a host of reasons.
Right, yes.
And
that's why they were getting so much worse. That's why the therapy wasn't working.
Yeah. It wasn't that they... And you proved that wrong, did you not?
Well, not in medical school. So in medical school, I observed that nobody was getting better. And so, of course, I inquired, well, what's up here? And they gave me these excuses that you outlined. And then when I left medical school, and after I completed my I left medical school, my first one-year training was in a neighborhood of the rich and not so famous. So that's where the Eisenhowers and Nixons lived, in Chestnut Hill, right outside Philadelphia. And so here I was among the super rich. And literally, people checked into the hospital with their personal servant and a private duty nurse. Right. This is like standard, just the way it was. And they weren't getting any better. Like, well, wait a minute. These people are not poor. They're not illiterate. You know, if you tell them to do something, they can do it. You know, that. So you can't say that noncompliance is the issue. And that's when I began to realize, wait a minute, this goes a little deeper than what I thought. But again, they keep you working, you know, back then it was 90 to 100 hours a week, and so you don't have a whole lot of reflection time.
But they started to skew the numbers at a hospital that you were at, and you noticed a couple of different things here. The death rate in your medical practice went from 4 to 0.
A year. Now, this was further on. This was after I had bought my city block, built my medical office on it, opened my own private practice so that, you know, I was the one taking care of these patients, and I could have full information. So there wasn't any kind of, like when I was in residency, I was like, okay, well, I'm just seeing this person this month, someone else is seeing the next month. And so there was imperfect, I didn't have the full picture. But when I was in my own private practice, I had the full picture. There could be no doubt. And so I, you know, was seeing this patient, I was writing the prescriptions, they were getting them filled, they were running out on time, they were taking them, totally compliant, totally obedient, and boom, at the end of the year, you know, four of such people were dead, and my disobedient, non-compliant patients, not a single one of them died, not a one. And that's when I realized, wait a minute, you know, this there might be something intrinsically deadly or harmful about what I was taught in medical school. And I stayed awake tossing and turning for several months, and finally I said, you know what? Since the death rate among the non-compliant is zero, I'm going to give every single patient permission to not comply. Every single patient, I'm going to tell them that they do not have to take their medications.
So wherein lies the rub? How soon after these episodes, I guess you could call them, what was transpiring? What was the medical community saying to you? What was going on?
Well, there was a lot of things going on. First of all, I had this incredible pedigree that you outlined educationally. And then I chose to locate in the middle of a crime-ridden, drug-ridden ghetto and put my office there. And so, of course, the whole medical community, they were biting their nails, worried about this poor, nice little lady who's going to get eaten alive in this terrible environment. And so they were worried about that. And so they felt I had poor judgment because I didn't live in the suburbs. So they were worried about that. They were worried that I wasn't taking government insurance. I wasn't taking Medicaid, which is the insurance for poor people. So they're like, well, how can you do this? It's not going to work. And so what I knew, though, was that these so-called poor people did have enough disposable income to manage one office visit a year, which was $55 at the time. And so that was not a problem. The only thing I knew is I knew the government, and this is not necessarily a racial thing, is they would pay doctors under the Medicaid program and then 2, 3, 4 years later ask for all the money back. And so that would bankrupt any practice. Don't even need to take the doctor's license away. Just give them some money, $5, $10, $20, $50,000, and then 5 years later, ask for it back. And so they had done this preferentially in, you know, poor neighborhoods and to black doctors. And so I decided I just wasn't going to accept that insurance. But what happened was I ended up, the upstanding citizens, you want to continue after the commercial?
Yes, please. We got to take a 3-minute break here. My guest today, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and I made a mistake. She's on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, right on RBN.
Living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Dr. Jennifer Daniels went out and got her own. She got her own practice. She went to school. She got her degrees. And now you're in Panama and you're being harassed. Let me pick up on the timeline here. You had, and I call them the legal drug dealers, little guys with briefcases that visit all the doctor's offices. There was a guy that was, he was a little upset and angry with you.
Yeah, actually it was a she.
Okay.
And she had made a total study of, you know, my kids, their hobbies, their birthdays, and she made sure she shopped and got them gifts and everything. And her company had come out with this headache injectable, Imitrex. And I had prescribed $3,000 worth of that drug in the space of a month. And that was being tracked over every month. I didn't realize. And she was being paid commissions on everything I prescribed.
Uh-huh.
And so a month went by where I prescribed absolutely zero. I won't say I prescribed zero. Zero prescriptions that I wrote for the drug were filled. So, of course, her commission was like zero. And so she was very angry, very upset. And so I'm, you know, a pretty easygoing person. And so she comes to the office, and I happened to be, you know, slow time, no patients at the time. And so she checks on the front desk, and I tell the front desk, oh, yeah, let her in. And she is just steaming and stomping. I said, oh, my goodness, what is going on? Must be a problem. And she said, you bet there is. She said, you're not prescribing any of my drug. This time last year, you prescribed $3,000 worth, and now nothing. I demand to know what's going on. I'm like, what? This is a city block I own and a building I built, and you are making demands? What I did not realize was that the drug reps actually are supervising the doctors.
I wasn't aware of that.
And because this arrangement is not like formalized and there aren't contracts and the drug reps don't interview the doctors and blah, 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 a lot of doctors are not aware of this. But literally, the doctor gets a report card every month and it's produced. When you go to the pharmacy, the reason it takes half an hour to get a script filled, it's because they're entering data into a computer to share with drug companies, insurance companies, the government, and whoever else wants to know. And so literally, they were keeping a profile of every doctor and the number of prescriptions he wrote for each drug each month, comparing it year to date, and selling the information to the drug companies, who were then providing it to the drug reps, who then used it to give the doctors either negative or positive feedback.
Now, you know, I was just thinking as you were describing that, in this country we have this this epidemic of opioids that are being prescribed by doctors. So I'm a little fuzzy here. If the drug reps are hawking the doctors and everybody's tracking and tracing, this should be pretty easy to figure out who the hell's over-prescribing.
Absolutely. They know. They know. They've got the names. But, and that's what I said. Obviously, there's no intent to solve this problem. So, of course, I read the literature, right? So guess what the government's solution to this problem is?
I'm almost afraid to hear.
Every addict and all their friends and relatives and family should have naloxone, which is the immediate antidote to narcotic poisoning. So if you take a narcotic and you're overdosed and you're, you know, not able to breathe and, you know, things are looking pretty bad, now your relatives can give you the antidote, which is naloxone. All right, so now we're not going to stop selling you the first drug, which is the prescription drugs that led to the heroin laced with fentanyl. We're going to sell you another drug, naloxone. All right, it gets even better. Don't stop there. Oh, no, it gets better. So I looked at naloxone. I thought, wait a minute, I remember naloxone is quite deadly. Sure enough, side effect death. So if the heroin doesn't get you, the naloxone will.
I was just going to say, you could die a happier death having a good heroin overdose, for God's sake.
There you go. Just let them slide. Let them slide on into, you know, oblivion and euphoria. But oh, no. Now you're going to sell a second drug and create even more deaths.
We're coming up on break here. Jennifer, if you were able to come back to this country, would you even want to?
Oh, no. I'm fine. I'm happy.
Well, except from people nosing around and chasing off boyfriends. Okay,
yes.
Let's take the break here. We'll open up the phone lines as well. 800-313-9443. Do you hear the spirit in this woman's voice? I wish you were my doctor. We'll take the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We are back talking with Dr. Jennifer Daniels, that is down in Panama. And if you just tuned in, I asked her the question, if you were able to come back to the United States, would you? In which she replied, no, I'm happy here. Why Panama? And we'll get back into the timeline story here. Why Panama?
Oh, it's just so easy. You know, it's inexpensive, the weather's nice, the people are nice. My grasp of Spanish is not good enough for me to ingest any of the propaganda. So it's very, very peaceful.
Well, but you said that the bank just arbitrarily decided one day to inform you that we're closing your accounts, and here's your money. Well, and I remember a guy by the name of Manuel Noriega, that was operating out of Panama, and there were banks down there that was stuffed full of drug money.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have been declared a terrorist by the... And what I'm starting to believe here, they don't have anything on you. This is just a form of harassment. But I think it's, how should I say, extracurricular policing action. In other words,
This, oh, some freelancers.
Well, freelancers, but with a purpose, but it's to scare and intimidate you. And be honest with you, Jennifer, you don't strike me as a person that is easily intimidated.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it is that they're intimidating me about. In other words, I've never been arrested or charged with a crime. There's been no trial. There's been no charges. There's been no conviction. So it's not like I've had the chance to cease and desist from anything because I don't know what it is I'm doing. So it's a very serious issue what's going on in the world. In other words, because things are so digital, basically, you know, you can just be told that, you know, your digital spending is now stopping.
Well, they're trying to make everything digital anyhow, so at a flip of a switch or a computer entry, you can be deleted. I have PJ Barden from Wales, one of our hosts. PJ, you're on with Dr. Jennifer Daniels. What say you, sir?
Good evening. Thank you very much. I wasn't going to ring in at all, but because I worked for the farm industry for about a year or two, just a few questions for Jennifer, if you would. How are you doing? I've been 2.5 years as a minor minion on this network, but I'm kicking the living hell out of the drug companies on a regular basis. The first program I ever did, I'm not talking about myself, I'm talking about you and the medicine, I read out their criminal convictions as documented by Dr. Peter Gotchi. You know his book, Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime? Are you familiar with that?
No, but it sounds reasonable.
Well, I appeal to you to get that book, and I'm sure you'll use it on your program. But he is a whistleblower, and they are the criminal convictions. It took me an hour to read the criminal convictions of the top 10, including GlaxoSmithKline, who were convicted for selling drugs that were not tested at all on humans, only on animals, and the fine was $1.5 billion, and they paid the fine. And I read it out on the basis that the graduation from $10 million fine, $100 million, $200, $3 million, and top of the list, GlaxoSmithKline, and related to vaccines, etc. But just very briefly, I don't want to dominate the program, how many years were you in general practice as a general GP?
10 years. So I had my own private GP practice for 10 years.
Well, then I'm sure you're going on to say it to John. I'll get off now as quick as I can off the program. You witnessed the criminality. I saw it firsthand how the doctors are bribed and coffee morning money given to them to give to mothers who run coffee mornings so as they can bring in women who advise other women, oh, vaccines are quite safe based on nothing. And a backhander to a doctor who's the real kicker is like in Britain here, where you've got a general practice, 7 or 8 doctors, and they're also a dispensing pharmacy. Well, they're really going to town. And a regular backhander is from the UK, a trip to Miami for, say, 5 days, £1,500 money for him and the wife. Ray, that's a $5,000. That's a $5,000 backhander in any language. I'm sure you saw that go on.
Oh, yeah. I even went on a couple of trips.
Now, we'll kneel down and apologize now. Ask for forgiveness.
Well, I didn't prescribe any of the drugs in exchange for the trip, but the trip was designed to induce me to prescribe the drugs. But what they do is they present the trip to you as educational and all this other stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I've been on trips with Unilever to Copenhagen when I worked for them. But just briefly, slipped my mind. I have one question to ask GPs, and they'll walk away immediately. I said, right, answer me correctly. I can check this out, and I have app capacity because I have access to deep data mining and my former friends in medical reps. How many prescriptions for Paxil or Seroxat did you write last year? And they know what I'm talking about because in Britain, the BBC documentary in 2003 said 250 people committed suicide on Seroxat, Paxil.
Oh, I stopped all that stuff. I just shut it down. I said, no. One year I wrote a Zoloft prescription for this guy, it was Paxil for this lady, and she said she was depressed, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, well, antidepressant, Paxil, and then we're follow-up visit, how are you doing, how are things going? She said, doctor, can I have my brain back? I said, whoa, yes, you may, stop the Paxil. And I never wrote another script, But see, your doctors are given misinformation. So I was educated by the package insert and by the drug rep that this was an effective treatment for depression with basically no downside. And so the doctor is totally misinformed. But once I saw in practice this patient asked for her brain back. I said, well, you know what? Yeah, you can have your brain back. I'm stopping the Paxil and shutting down all this stuff, no more.
Okay. Well, my final point, I'll shut off then. It's very clear to me, I'm just stating the bleeding obvious, the entire pharmaceutical industry, not only is it criminal, it's embedded in the military-industrial complex. So the pharma industry are going after you, and they're asking their mates in the FBI to harass you. That's basically what's going on. Would you say that?
I have no idea. I mean, if someone ever talked to me, I could draw a conclusion.
I'll talk to you another time. But that's how that works, etc. But anyway, that's all I have to say, John. I could talk for hours on this because I give an awful lot of time, my program, to this. But okay.
I appreciate it, PJ.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Let me take one more call, and I want to get into something that apparently was a little embarrassing to the governor, and. We'll get into that. Get into that story. I did not know this about you, and I am becoming more appreciative of you by the minute. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, good to hear from you, Jennifer. I appreciate your show. I listen to it all the time. I really like the way you apply turpentine. It's a very big repertoire of yours. I can appreciate that. I just wanted to share something with you. You know, my mom, she's 79 years old. She just turned in February. For 40 years before that, she got a mammogram every year. Everything was fine. And then she skipped one year, and then this year she gets a mammogram. Now they're telling her she has breast cancer. So my immediate thing that I thought of is, hey, Mom, don't do chemotherapy. Don't do radiation. And what I'm getting from this is kind of a eugenics program coming right out here. I mean, she's well outused her state retirement.
Yes, and she's taking overstayed more out of her Social welcome. Security.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I try to tell her that, but my mom's one of these people that if the doctor tells you to do something, you do it. I mean, she started smoking in the 60s because they said, well, you're stressed out. Here, try smoking.
Well, that's because Andy, in the 50s, don't you remember the 40s and 50s, especially when television rolled around? You know, your doctor smokes Chesterfields. They would actually have guys, actors dressed up as doctors, puffing away. It's good for you.
The original Marlboro Man.
Yeah, the original Marlboro Man, right.
But in 1992, I mean, here's this woman. She smoked from the late 60s to 1992. The doctor told her, if you don't stop smoking, it's going to kill you. And she quit that day, and just that quick and stuff. But my thing is that I tried to tell her that, look, this is like Logan's Run, except for they're not killing people in their 30s. They're killing people in their 70s after you used up all their money. And we notice all these pensions and stuff are destroyed now. A lot of people's pensions are up in the air, and so they're trying to equivalent or bring back the money, but they're going to give it away. So I don't even know what to tell my mom about this. I don't think she has breast cancer. I did say this. I said, Mom, how long do you want to live? The breast cancer is not going to get you any quicker than the chemotherapy or radiation is. So I just wanted to share that with you. So I understand. I really do feel for your situation, and really, we've got to take our country back.
Yeah.
Well,
so my situation, I would really like just a remedy. I just really want to be left alone. That's all I want. I'm 61. You know, I don't have any more than maybe 40 years left. That would be tops. And I just want to be left alone just to live out the rest of my days, you know, puttering around and, you know, doing my little exercises and hiking up and down the mountain, you know, just, and, you know, telling people information about how to be healthy and living healthy myself. You know, that's all I'm asking for.
Andy, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
He should ask his mother, is she a good Christian? And let's just say she is. The religion doesn't matter, whatever her religion. And ask her, Ma, is this what God wants for you? Can we pray?
Wow.
I would take that route, because there is no logic. You're not going to win with logic on this one.
No. I have made the comment just recently, and this has been running around in my little skull cap for a long time, that people's perception becomes their reality.
Correct.
And once that becomes their reality, that's how they conduct themselves. And you can use a jackhammer, a stick of dynamite. I don't care. You're not going to get it into their heads, because their perception has become their reality, and that's what. And then it shifts to almost a belief, and you're not going to crack it.
No. So that's why he's got to shift and go through her belief in something else.
Yeah.
So he's got to find another belief she holds, a stronger held belief than the doctor belief, like maybe the God belief, or Jesus Christ belief. So he's got to tap into a belief she has that's stronger than her doctor belief.
You see, that's the big problem with Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. Some people call him the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That name you only hear in derogatory terms in movies and on television now. It used to be that was one of the taboo words. You could say anything else and you could get fined or deleted or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now it's just common practice, you know, just to drop JC like you'd, I don't know.
I'm saying he has to say to his mother, look, yeah. Is this what Jesus wants for you? Is this what God wants for you? And let's pray about this. Let's make sure that we work through God on this one.
Yeah,
because if you between God and the doctor, they will never agree. Because God's on your side. So you know, if you can go through the God route, you're going to win every time.
Yeah, there's only one God, and there's many doctors out there. You can always change doctors. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Well, hello, and thank you for having this wonderful woman on your show. And I'll tell you what, Dr. Daniel, I used to call in your show a couple of times, quite a bit. And I got to be honest with you. You've cured me of all my illnesses and all my friends' illnesses. And I got to admit, if I ever meet you, person, I want to give you the biggest and tightest hug you'll ever get in your life.
You got any friends or lawyers? That's what she needs right now.
There you go. I'm a little desperate here. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm really sorry about that, and I'll tell you what. Put it up on your website, and I will donate to you and try to help whatever I can, because... My God.
Yeah, okay. Jerry, hang on 1 second, because you brought up a very good point. You can spend money down there, but can you receive...
No, I can't spend money down here. That's my problem. I can't receive money. So what I have to do, I have to locate the lawyer first, and then people can donate to the lawyer.
Do you have a
on my behalf. Would be the way.
Do you have a PayPal account?
I do, but PayPal is totally... what's the word, supervised?
Well, of course it is. I mean, it's our friends in Israel that own the company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, these people never divulge any information, personal information, about anything to anybody. Yeah. All right, Jerry, go ahead.
No, well, you know what? I will donate to her account, and not to put you off on the side, John, because I will still donate to your account. And Michael... your account and everybody else's that I can, because my God, you people are a blessing, and thank you so much for being out there, okay? And you have yourself a glorious evening and a glorious life.
Thank you.
I don't believe I've ever heard Jerry get emotional before. You must have really helped this man.
Well, you know, I do the best I can. That's what I'm doing, just trying to help people, you know, live healthier, and just want to be left alone doing that.
When down in Panama, you're seeing people down there, helping them.
No. I only work online.
Okay, you're okay. You work. You're what?
So people. Online can purchase consultations and those types of things.
Okay.
And so using Skype, just like we're talking, I talk to people and help them sort out what's going on, let them know how they can, you know, move forward and improve their situation.
Well, you're one of the first cyber doctors I've ever met. You're flittering around in the heavens like a little angel.
Yes.
Hey, I've got another guy that's on this network. You're a pretty popular lady with host and the audience. And I am so glad, by the way, that you came back. You decided to come back. And you wanted to do your old 2 hours. And I said, well, I've got a hole for three. And I said, you got to fill that one. Any reservations about doing the 3 hours?
Well, it's easier to do two.
Well, of course it is. I mean, it's easier to do one, and you can go, you know, put your hiking shoes on and go out and hike the mountain. But I, from what I understand, on the weekends, it's hand over fist, people calling in. You have a very, very popular show, and quite frankly, you impress the hell out of everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I just, it's such a blessing to have somebody like you on this network that people can hear. I mean, people think that they have adversity. I mean, and I've got to say this. I hope I say it well enough, but people look at their life and they don't consider themselves, how should I say, successful until they attain their goals. What a, at a very young age, you decided what you wanted to do. You attained those goals. You were going at it. You were kicking butt, if I can use that term, and you were helping people all over the place. You had achieved. And here you are sitting in Panama being harassed. Unfair is not quite enough of a descriptive word. Hang on. We got a break here. We'll be back. Dr. Jennifer Daniels.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what they said the Constitution was about.
They also said in this country, work hard, be honest, and achieve. Well,
yeah, work hard, study hard. Yep.
Yeah, and achieve your goals in life and make out your bucket list and live your life to the fullest. I am, I've got a guy here that has a program on the network as well. And, well, he's a male RN, and so is his wife, Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John.
How you doing?
Good.
Dr. Daniels.
Hello.
Listening. Good show. Good show. I understand her predicament. I have seen this before. Whistleblowers can be attacked in the hospital. I've seen this before. It's not a first time. If Ron McDonald were here, I sent over to John. If Ron McDonald were here, he would probably give you the advice that you need to hold the medical board to the original Hippocratic Oath, not the modern revised edition of 1964. I sent that over to John. Maybe John can forward that over to you. But I think that's what Ron would give us for advice, to say you need to hold the board to the standard of the Hippocratic Oath, the original, not something that's been redefined, the definition of is. I think that's what Ron would probably tell us.
Well, she doesn't have a medical license, so she can't appeal to any board because she's now invisible to these people.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
As far as that, everything else, you got to be the squeaky wheel. You got to be the thorn in their side. They have to make the case against you, and it has to be concrete, a concrete case. They can't just say it, as Ron would say. It's the writ of mandamus is what it is. The term is called writ of mandamus. They actually have to show their cards to make their case, and if they cannot do so by writ of mandamus, they have to go away and drop all charges and leave you alone.
There are no
charges.
Give you back your identity. That's the problem. There are no charges.
This is harassment and intimidation, and they're not directly contacting her. They're
right.
Not asking her any questions, because
no.
That would give her the opportunity to ask them, well, why are you so interested in me?
Yeah.
They're not.
So give me more information. Like, who is it at the state level in Panama, or is it the long arm of the United States government?
It's difficult to say. So whoever, whatever Interpol is, that's pretty international.
Yeah,
and then you combine that with the FBI. That's all. That's the information that I have, and then I'm on a list of known terrorists. I'm a known terrorist, as opposed to an unknown terrorist.
Steve, she applied for I guess it was a visa or citizenship in Panama.
Mm-hmm, permanent visa.
Permanent visa, and she needed the records. She needed to be cleared. She was sparkling clean, according to the FBI.
Yeah, my FBI report's clear. Nothing. No marks, nothing. No arrests, no charges, nothing.
Well, that doesn't quite go with their case against you then. It's
what case?
This is very odd.
Yeah. There is no case. This is absolutely bizarre.
So Interpol is where? Where is it based out of?
It's everywhere.
Yeah, but they have
there must be a main hub. There must be a main center.
Where's like the UK, main center? I believe. It might be the UK or the United States. It's a Western organization.
It's Lyon, France. Lyon, France.
Okay, yeah.
You know what?
Well, I think that's where you need to go then. I think that's where you need to say writ of mandamus. You need to prove your case and point out you're clearly, the evidence is on your side. No FBI record. You can travel. I mean, you could come here to the United States, correct? Could you fly here right now or not?
No. I'm on the terrorist list, which means I can come to the United States, but I could be sent straight to Guantanamo with no charges, my name not released, and no lawyer permitted.
Yeah, thanks to the...
I wish we had Ron here right now.
And thanks
that's
to the...
That's the Rendition Act under Obama. Yeah.
Right. And that's also part of the NDAA, that they can up and disappear her and put her any place on this globe, never to be seen or heard from again.
Right.
All right. We got to take top of the hour.
Thanks. Is there any legal representation?
Hang on, Steve. Hang on 1 second. I've got to take top of the hour break. Just hang on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.